This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Lynn Mark, and today on The Breakfast Grill, I'm speaking to Harald Hultzel, Managing Director and CEO of BMW Group Malaysia. Thank you for joining us on the show, Harald.
Hi, good morning.
So BMW has posted record car sales for 2018. Congratulations, over 14,000 vehicles, an increase of 13% compared to the previous year. But this was helped by the GST tax holiday that occurred in June. So what are your estimates for 2019? Do you think you'll be able to sustain that growth this year without the tax holiday boost?
So, of course, that's clearly our target, to sustain the growth path that we entered already 8 years ago. And like in 2018, we also want to sell more cars in 2019, of course.
But so far, your 2019 April numbers and your year-to-date have been lower year-on-year. So do you have any particular plans in place to boost those numbers for the rest of the year?
We basically increased our market share in the first quarter, and we are really happy about that. Mm-hmm. That's a great success for us. But in 2019, this is the year of the biggest model offensive in the history of the brand BMW, not only globally, but also in Malaysia. And we think we have nice sales numbers in front of us with our new products.
So what's your market share now, since you've said that you've increased it in April?
So together, BMW and MINI is 45% now, a little bit more than 45%. And that's really a fantastic number.
Okay. BMW alone?
It's 42%.
So electric vehicles as well made up 57% of your 2018 sales. And you've said that you foresee that maintaining going forward. Are you also going to be maintaining your electric vehicle versus combustion engine model lineup going forward?
Yeah, this is a clear strategy in Malaysia, but also globally. In 2018, we sold more than 100,000 electrified vehicles, exactly 140,000 electrified vehicles. And Malaysia, with a share of 57% of our sold cars in Malaysia, are electrified. And this is, of course, also supported by the government, by the National Automotive Plan, our clear target to increase the sales for electrified vehicles as well.
So then what's your assessment of the government's adoption of electric vehicle infrastructure? Because you mentioned the National Automotive Plan. But, you know, thus far, the government's target, for example, in 2018 of having 1,000 electric vehicle charging stations, that didn't materialize. I think the government only managed to put forward less than 400. That's 40%. That's not a passing grade. So what's your take on this? And is this going to be a problem for BMW going forward if you're planning to push more of your electric vehicle models?
Actually, the charging infrastructure is a quite important key pillar when you are going for electrified strategy, as we do at BMW. But I call it always a chicken-egg problem, yeah? The consumer is waiting for the charging stations, and responsible persons for the infrastructure are waiting for more car sales that are electrified. And so this is a chicken-egg problem, and we have to work on both sides. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Compared to Europe, of course, the number of charging stations is not as good developed here in Malaysia. But I think the government, also together with Green Tech, they are really pushing the right strings now. And we see also, or we hope that the new national automotive policy will also put a little bit more focus on the infrastructure.
So BMW also has a spare parts business. You've that BMW Asia Technology Center, which distributes parts to BMW dealerships, that raked in a revenue of about 720,000 in 2017, up from 634,000 in 2016. But one of the side effects of an EV transition is that electric vehicles generally have fewer moving parts that might need fixing, right? So, you know, it makes for a greater ease of manufacturing, but not so good for the long-term health of a spare parts business. So how are you going to address that?
Actually, there is not only the spare parts business that brings revenues to us. In the future, we want to also offer more and more mobility services.
Yes.
So we foresee a transition there. As you said, exactly the electric cars or the fully electric cars, we are talking about battery electric cars, not hybrid cars, they have less moving parts because the electric engine is less complex than a combustion engine. You are absolutely right. The numbers of cars that we sell right now compared to the total volume, that's more than 2 million cars, is still on a lower level but growing. But we have, of course, to prepare ourselves to tackle exactly the effect that you mentioned. But this is, of course, also an advantage for the consumers, yeah, because the cars will need less service in the future.
So do you expect the revenue of your spare parts business to taper off as you pursue a more electrified strategy?
So we are talking about really a point that is far away in the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. First, we really need to work on bringing more electrified cars or significantly more electrified cars on the street. There is a long way to go. This takes a lot of more investments on all the different levels. And I think we are not worried that we will lose a tremendous revenue in the next couple of years.
Now, Harald, you mentioned as well the mobility industry and that BMW is looking to enter into that. And BMW, of course, and Daimler AG have partnered together in a joint venture to provide sustainable urban mobility services in Europe. So do you see this translating into the ASEAN region?
I think yes, of course. Yeah, because one part of the ASEAN region is Malaysia. And we see in Malaysia, when we look into our BMW sales figures, 57% of electrified vehicles. So our consumers are already adopting towards the electrified future. And there is not only the electric drivetrain that plays a role. Mm-hmm. It's as well other innovations like autonomous driving. And yeah, this is more and more important since we have, as you maybe know, different levels of autonomous driving. You can cluster it from level 1 to level 5. Currently, we are underway with level 2 already in Malaysia. And we joined forces with our competitors to develop those technologies together and to be even more competitive in the future on that sector as well.
So is this attempt to embrace that mobility pivot here in Malaysia already a part of BMW Group Malaysia strategies?
Not now. So we are focusing really on our services, the traditional mm-hmm. services like car sales, like servicing of our cars, like the parts distribution in Asia Pacific. We also have a training center in Cyberjaya where we teach our dealers and the staff of the dealers for more than 23 countries. And we have a local assembly together with Sime Darby. We mm-hmm. have recently opened an engine plant together with Sime Darby where we assemble 3- and 4-cylinder engines also for the ASEAN region. So these are our focus topics also for the next couple of years.
Do you have an expectation of when this strategy which we are seeing at between BMW and Daimler in Europe, when that will be translating down into Southeast Asia?
This is really hard to predict. Our models or our products will be constantly fitted out with the newest technologies coming out from this joint venture. And as soon as a European car or a car that we manufacture for the global market is fitted out with those elements, this is also or will be available for Malaysia automatically.
Now, earlier you mentioned a model push, and BMW manufactures a number of models, 11, I believe, at the plant you have in connection with Sime Darby. What other kind of models are you looking to bring in at this point?
Actually, we are constantly looking through our model lineup and also the launches that are going to happen. And we are together with our headquarters and also Sime Darby trying to bring as many models as possible to Malaysia. But of course, there needs to be a valid business case behind. And as soon as we see a business case, we are ready to also expand our model lineup in Inukum and Kulim.
So one of the models that you brought in not long ago, it was launched at the 2019 Malaysia Auto Show, is the BMW i3, which is a fully electric car. And you mentioned that you're looking to bring in more models as you see a business case for them. But what was the reasoning behind the bringing in of the i3? Because it is Malaysia's EV infrastructure is not quite there yet. We are still only slowly adopting plug-in hybrids. So why did you see a demand for a fully electric vehicle?
I don't agree, honestly, because in the premium segment, you are fully adopting plug-in hybrids already, since the share is by far higher than 50% of our sales. But coming to the battery electric vehicle, I think this is the future when it comes to drivetrains. And as we see on other continents, United or America, North America, or Europe or other countries, the electric drivetrain is really something that the customer demands. And since I saw this high share of plug-in hybrid cars in Malaysia, I thought it's a natural next step to also bring a fully battery electric vehicle. And this is maybe new for Malaysia, but it's mm-hmm. not new for other countries. So we have launched the i3 in 2013 already. So there is already a lot of, experience on our side how to sell and also how to service and maintain those cars and also how to meet the customer expectation. And I see, honestly, no difficulty that we find a lot of enthusiasts that want to drive a fully electric car. And but on the other side, it's also a test for us, to be really honest. So we are bringing in around 50 cars as a first batch, and we will see how the market adopts to it.
How has the test gone so far? Because, you know, for a little bit of context, perhaps, the i3 is about the size of a Honda Jazz. It's priced at roughly 300,000 ringgit. So has there been a significant interest in the i3 enough to justify the decision to bring the model into the Malaysian market?
I would say the size-wise, it's like an X1. Mm. So it's not a small car, also not an X5, yeah. But it's good for a family business, let's say like that. We launched the car officially at the Malaysian Auto Show, as you said. We introduced it there, but the first cars will hit the market end of July, beginning of August. So I cannot tell you right now any sales success or any stories about the sales success, because the cars are still not here.
All right. I'm speaking to Harald Hutzel, Managing Director and CEO of BMW Group Malaysia. After this, we'll take a look into their new financing scheme. So be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9. Welcome back to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking to Harald Hutzel, Managing Director and CEO of BMW Group Malaysia. So earlier we were speaking a little bit about electric vehicles as well as BMW's plans for future models that they may be bringing in. But also let's turn our attentions to the problem of financing. Because BMW launched in February of this year, BMW Malaysia launched its Easy Drive program, essentially offering prospective BMW owners something of a leaseback program. Now, this is something that we've seen particularly in the US and is becoming more common in Europe. But what has happened with these sale and leaseback programs is that it's wound up in used cars flooding the market. So with that in mind, could you tell us what was the reason behind the launch of the Easy Drive program?
The Easy Drive program is a possibility to really customize the financial solution for the customer wishes. So with the so-called Easy Drive program, we can offer new mobility solutions. And these new mobility solutions, they bring the following advantages. Actually, the customer doesn't need to take care about the service costs that incur mm-hmm. because the car is actually owned by somebody else. And he also does not need to worry about the residual value when mm-hmm. he needs to sell the car. So it's really full with advantages for the customer at the end of the day.
But at the end of the day, the Easy Drive program's tenure, I believe it's between 3 to 4 years. And after 3 to 4 years, if you're taking a new car, you drive it around, the value of the car falls off a cliff. So how then is BMW going to address the number of secondhand cars, these assets that will be then settled on your books? It comes to resale-wise, the secondhand car market has significantly lower margins compared to new cars.
Actually, there are two effects. Mm-hmm. The first effect is that the affordability is better for the customer when he leases a car. So we also target new customer target groups with these new products. So this brings, in the ideal scenario, additional car sales to us. And on the other side, when the cars are coming back, and of course they are used, and as a matter of fact, then cheaper when you sell them off a second time, we will also address a different target group. Mm-hmm. So all in all, I think the accessibility to premium cars will, over the next year, increase for target groups that are now not thinking about to own a BMW or a Mini. Actually, we have our own programs how to sell the cars on mm-hmm. the market. And I don't see a big issue to sell off the leaseback cars.
So one of the competitors here in the market, your main competitor, Mercedes, they have a very well-known pre-loved car segment. So presumably you would then be going toe-to-toe with them in that as well. So how do you plan on capturing that market share in that segment?
We are currently relaunching our brand for used cars. It's mm-hmm. called BMW Premium Selection, or for Mini, Mini Next. And our dealers in Malaysia, they are... The most of them are authorized dealers for mm-hmm. our BMW Premium Selection cars. And with the help of our dealers and joint efforts, I don't see a big issue in the future to sell off the used cars to new target groups, as I said already.
So when are you planning to relaunch this new segment?
Actually, this has been already launched a couple okay. of years, but since we are bringing new financial products like Easy Drive, we also have to put more emphasis on this used car brand called BMW Premium Selection, and we will invest more to make it even more known to the customer base in Malaysia.
So how much interest has there been in this financing program since its launch in February?
This is when you introduce a completely new product. Mm-hmm. This is not easy, of course. Yeah, this is not a secret what I'm telling you. So we have a slow start. But we are seeing since the last 2 months an increasing demand. And honestly, we have to go forward step by step. Yeah, nobody can do a jump start. Also, the customer needs to understand the product first. Also, our dealers, the salesmen need to understand the product better. And I'm really confident that in the next couple of months, and also in 2020 and 21, we will definitely see enormous growth in those products.
So over the past couple of years, obviously in the luxury car segment, it's basically a two-horse race. You've got BMW, you've got Mercedes, especially since Audi is no longer really in the market here in Malaysia. If you put aside the Mini and you put aside Motorrad, Mercedes sold more cars than BMW in the first part of this year and in 2017 as well. So why is BMW falling behind in this respect?
Actually, we are not falling behind. We grew our market share in the first quarter. We are really happy about that. But it's good to have a nice competition. Yeah? Mm. And we also congratulate Mercedes to their ongoing results. But of course, we are fighting to catch the number one position also in Malaysia. And I think there are three important things that we are really focusing on. And this is we want to deliver the best customer service in this segment. This is not easy, and it's also not a miracle that the whole automotive industry is facing challenges when it comes to servicing of cars. Mm-hmm. This is not a topic of a particular competitor. I think this is a problem for the whole market. But we understood that. I'm in touch with many, many customers, and I'm listening to their complaints or their wishes, and we really want to become better there with our dealers. And we see already in our mystery shopping results that we perform, or mystery shoppings that we perform on a quarterly basis at all of our dealerships, a really tremendous quality improvement in the last couple of months. The second topic is that we really have a strong commitment to the Malaysian automotive industry with electrified mobility. And we are defining the industry standard when it comes to electrification. And this is also, again, reinforced with the introduction of the first battery electric vehicle with the i3. We want to really focus on extending our local assembly capabilities and simply raise also the awareness of clean energy in Malaysia. And last but not least, and that's actually the most important thing, mm-hmm. is we are in the midst of introducing our largest product model offensive in the brand's history. And this will hit Malaysia this year as well.
Okay. And your dealerships, currently you have 20 BMW dealerships and I believe yes. 10 BMW Motorrad. Is this something that BMW Malaysia is looking to expand going forward?
Actually, when there is an opportunity to expand our dealer network, we are happy to discuss and to look into it. Currently, we feel quite okay with our dealer network.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined the market a little bit more than 1 year ago. And I have to say, from a personal perspective, this is really teamwork, what is happening between the BMW Group, BMW Financial Services, and the dealers. And I personally really like to work together with the entrepreneurs and to move the business forward and to also work on our customer satisfaction. And we are moving a lot when it comes to the service quality that I mentioned already before. But of course, this is not a topic for 1 or 2 months. This is a never-ending story. Yeah? We always have to focus on the customer, and we have to really focus on not to get tired. Yeah, we really need to focus on it and make the customers happy and see them smiling.
Very well then. Thank you very much for coming on the show with us today. I've been speaking to Harald Hölzel, Managing Director and CEO of BMW Group Malaysia. I'm Lynn Mark for The Morning Run on BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile for unlimited experiences. Baru la bes.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.